July 4th, 1776, Independence Day in the United States. One of the symbols of our freedom is the Liberty Bell, but most folks don't know the real story behind that bell, a bell that really was not famous at all until more than a half century after that famous July 4th in Philadelphia. Its story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, period musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
It was just another bell in the tower of the Pennsylvania State House in 1776. Today, it's perhaps the most famous bell in the nation.
It was on the 8th of July that the bell would ring in that manner that would call the people to hear the news at the Pennsylvania State House, what's now Independence Hall. Then afterwards, it supposedly joins with other bells in the city in celebrating independence.
Bob King at Philadelphia's Independence Hall says it was many years later, though, before the bell in that building gained its famous name.
Visiting abolitionists hear particularly about a certain feature of the bell. What it is, it's a biblical phrase. And the words are, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
That phrase, a reference to the Israelites' release from bondage in Egypt, symbolized the same struggle abolitionists faced. They soon coined the phrase, Liberty Bell. Many legends sprang to life about the now famous bell.
Among the stories, of course, is that it cracked the very first time it rang. Another story is that it cracked while ringing on the 4th of July, and as far as we know, it did not ring on the 4th of July at all. Probably the most famous story has it cracking while it's tolling in mourning in 1835, mourning the death of the then Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, the famous John Marshall.
King says there's no evidence to support the stories. In fact, the first reference to the crack in the Liberty Bell came in January of 1846, nearly 70 years after the nation's independence. In 1852, the bell was removed from the hall steeple. In 1915, in order to preserve the national treasure, it became part of a permanent display near Independence Hall, where it continues to draw thousands of visitors today. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.